You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. All right, we're going to get right into the episode around five ways to stay inspired and to tap into your creative resources during difficult and challenging times. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. These are hard times. It is layered, it is complicated, and it can be heavy. And right alongside with that, I know without a doubt that we are going through a spiritual evolution right now. It is a profound transformation that is happening. And we need more than ever women that are rising up. We need feminine leaders. We need people that are holding the light, that are really coming into their most empowered selves and using their voice, using their impact, using their money in order to create and make the change. First and foremost, within ourselves, and then that goes to our families, our community, our businesses, the impact that we can make on the greater good. So I am really excited to share that I am launching my next mastermind. This is a group of conscious and soulful women entrepreneurs that are committed to hearing the internal call, to growing from within, to growing your businesses and your lives in a way that is really in alignment. For those of you that have been following me for some time, you know that I've been running and hosting masterminds for about 3 years now. I always gather really just an incredible group of women that truly do rise together in multiple ways in their business and their life. So if this is of interest for you, feel free to go to heidistevens.co/mastermind. You can find out all the information there. This is an application-based program. So go ahead and fill out that application and someone, either myself or someone of my team members will be, we'll get back to you within 48 hours. Look forward to seeing your applications come in. We are starting this soon. So go over and check that out. heidistevens.co/mastermind. Hi, my loves. I'm very happy to be here with you. I am hoping that this episode can bring you some light and some inspiration and some creativity and to remind you of things that you can begin doing on a daily basis to really bring yourself more into alignment, bring yourself into more creativity, more inspiration. These days and these weeks are challenging. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. Whether you are feeling it today or maybe you're having a great day today, wherever you are on the spectrum, what I know to be true is that we are all experiencing the waves. We are all experiencing the ups and downs. And you know what is happening in our world, I do believe that we are going through a profound evolution right now, that we are going through a very intense spiritual awakening and a potential real change and shift. And I hope with every ounce of my being that we see it through, that we don't get stuck in this super awkward, heavy space where everything is bubbling to the surface. And as we are in that right now, it is very intense. It is, there are a lot of layers to it. There are a lot of moving parts, and what I know for sure is that those of us that have the capacity to hold in our center, to hold in the possibility and the potential that we wish to see for the world, it is vital. It is vital that we do both our inner and our outer work right now. And meaning that, you know, for every single person that does our part, in believing that there is a shift possible, that continuing to rise up inside of ourselves, to continue to really just hold in the light and yes, take action 100%, do everything that we can from a racial injustice perspective to, you know, to doing our work from a financial perspective, from doing our work in inspiring others perspective, like for being great moms and partners and whatever it is, whatever your role is, I'm not here to tell you exactly what the role is. I'm here to share with you and to hopefully inspire you to stay in a high vibration while you're going through your role. And the truth is that that is not easy right now. It is not easy to wake up every day and just feel like I'm going to conquer, you know, a ton of things. It is often, the days for me often feel like a bit of an uphill battle. And there are moments of reprieve and there's moments of lightness. And the more that I lean into those and the more that I share with you these five things that I want to share with you today, the better I feel, the more inspired I feel, the more I feel like I can consistently show up for my community, the more that I just genuinely want to show up and be a light and be a source of motivation and hope. Because I do believe that at my core. I do believe that the light is going to win out. And I also believe that there is an epic battle happening right now with darkness and light. And the darkness is coming to the surface. And that is why it is imperative that we hold and that we really rise up in our feminine skills and our leadership capacity and our ability to first and foremost lead ourselves so that then we can make the changes, whether they're in your own personal world. There's a lot of changes going on in people's lives. People are looking at what's most important. Where do I want to live? Is my kid going back to school? You know, is this city the right city for me? Like, there are a lot of really, really, really big personal changes that are being looked at right now and that people are shifting. Do I want to stay in this relationship, right? Like several of my clients have been looking at that. And so while these personal changes are beginning to take place, it is then, okay, so it's like the personal world then affects our business world and our livelihoods that then affect the greater community at whole and that ultimately ripple out into the world. And so first and foremost, it is about coming into your own sense of leadership and your own sense of your empowered self. And I want to share five ways to continuing to kind of hold on that, staying focused on that, not allowing your energy to frazzle out, right? It's so easy right now to just get caught in the universal spin. Like, it's a global pandemic. It is a global, racial injustice is a global issue. Our entire world is having massive financial challenges right now. So it is taking everything. It takes everything for you to stay balanced, for you to stay honed in, and for you to take care of yourself first. And this is not about putting the blinders on. This is not about, I'm not suggesting, oh, just spiritual bypass this or don't look at what's happening. You know that I am not saying that. And it is of the utmost importance that you take care of yourself first. And so in doing that, we are then able to rise up and take action and do more and see more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So five ways to stay inspired during these challenging times and for you to continue being able to output for yourself, your family, your community, your business, your finances, et cetera. First and foremost, you've heard me say this a million times and I'm going to say it again. Take care of yourself first. Take care of your nervous system. I'm watching some of my counterparts in the online community starting to really like frazzle, meaning there's no judgment on this. And I've been there. You watched me take a few weeks off social media. That was super healing. You see me have challenging days, but I could just feel as a collective, especially those of us that are feminine leaders, that like people are starting to burn out. And I have, you know, backed off certain things at times, and I'm sure there'll be a time where I'm like, I need a lot of rest. But I think one of the things that is sustaining me on a day-to-day basis is I'm not overdoing things on a day-to-day basis. And I am so focused on taking care of my nervous system right now and getting enough sleep. It's like, it's literally the basics right now. Like, go to bed before 10:30 p.m., right? Like, drink enough water throughout the day. Move your body when you're feeling stagnant or stuck. Lay down and do some stretching. It's quite profound how simply getting enough sleep 3 or 4 days in a row can totally shift your system. Or, you know, cutting back on the caffeine, cutting back on the alcohol, like basics, right? Basics, basics, basics. And then if you're already doing those and you're still feeling like I'm just in it and I'm spinning and I can't get out of it and I'm just really feeling like there's an uphill battle, then okay, then it's time to throw on a few more of your tools, right? That's where you go to breath work. That's where you go to calling a therapist, getting into a program, you know, investing in yourself, doing a consistent practice of meditation. And I think so often we think, oh, okay, we do the one thing, you know, we do one thing and then it's just going to shift it. I had a woman in my Align Higher group say, I did your meditation. I did the Living Vision meditation 10 times. And it was on the 10th time that I felt this really profound shift. And so consistency is key here. And when you fall off and when you, you know, don't get a good night's sleep or you stay up late or you watch something on the news that spins you out, it's like, it's okay. It's not about judging yourself. You just get right back on the next morning. You get into your meditation. I've been going to the infrared sauna. So really just tuning back in to what do I need, getting myself grounded, going on a hike, etc. Okay, so those are things you guys hear me say all the time. The second one is adopt a principle of less is more. Now is not the time to go push the pedal to the metal unless you feel that wave of inspiration. If you're just super like in tune, aligned, in flow, and you're like, this feels so good to be working and just really pushing out content and whatnot, like, amen. Like, I fully celebrate you. And I've had a few of those days in the last couple of weeks. But in general, I personally am finding that if I can just focus on one or two things from a work perspective on a daily basis, like that's enough. That's enough between kids and, you know, the world and just taking care of myself and managing a home. Like, all of that is a full-time job right now. So as I'm looking forward to, you know, wanting to keep things moving in my business, it's like focusing on just a few things a day and doing those things first. So really looking at, you know, what is those one things like, and I've shared this before on the podcast, it's like getting up and recording the podcast, getting up and working on copy for the next, piece, getting up and, you know, just really delving in if you're doing some writing or if you, are going to be reaching out to some clients or, you know, whatever the projects are, if you're working on a course, really do that one thing first. And if you're not in business and you're, you know, you're staying home with your kids, maybe you've had this idea of like, I really want to clean out that closet. I know that's going to help me feel so good. Just do your best to like get started on those projects first thing in the morning, before you get swept up in the day. And that brings me to my next one, which is do not look at social media, look at the news, get swept up into that whole system, especially the news, before you do this one thing. I know this is hard. I took the notifications for the news off of my phone. And there have been a few times that I feel like it's kind of gotten me in a pinch where, or maybe I've gone on social media on my Insta story and I start sharing like super positive things and there's been something really, really like tragic that's happened that day. And I actually don't know about it because I have not looked at the news. And Kenny's like, how can you not know? And I'm like, because I don't have the notifications. And I will eventually educate myself on what's going on, but I do wait until I've done my few things that I need to do for my business first. Because what happens for me is that I end up going into this, like, it just takes me out. Like, just looking at the tragedy of what's happening, and it's so intense that it takes me so long to kind of get myself back into alignment that I'm no good. Like, I'm no good for showing up and serving all of you and serving my family and being with my kids and being in a positive, you know, being in a good vibe when I put all of that weight on myself first. So my flow typically tends to be get up, meditate first thing, then I'm with my kids. Sometimes I check Instagram, like I'll go back and forth with a few of you on my DMs first thing in the morning. And then I come in my office, I do my couple things that I need to do from a creative perspective and from an inspired perspective. And then I'll move into, okay, I'm going to check to see what's going on scrolling. I'll check to see what's maybe happening in the news. I'll deal with my emails. I'll deal with, you know, getting groceries online. I'll pee with the kids. I'll eat. It's like all that other stuff that honestly just feels weighted and hard a lot of the days. I do that in the afternoons because I want to be at my best in the mornings. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing is being proactive. So this is the fourth thing, my fourth tip to really stay inspired and to get into a creative space during these difficult times. And this next piece is really about being in your feminine and leaning into that and being proactive about looking and choosing joy and looking and choosing beauty. So I want to give you a few concrete examples of how I'm doing that these days. You can hear my voice soften as I talk about it because there's really like a tenderness and just a sweetness in just like surrendering to what's happening and surrendering to the collective heaviness and just going, I'm going to take control over what I can. And that's finding beauty in these days. And that's finding joy in all of these, in the moments that I can. And so one of the things that I suggest and that I've written down in my journal is make a list. You know, make a list of ways that you can experience joy throughout the day. And so that when you feel the heaviness or the weight, our natural, like when we feel the heaviness, like we want, at least this is for me, I just go paralyzed, or I just want to like go and like lay in my bed. And it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes rest is the exact thing that I needed. I need to close my eyes. But sometimes I need to proactively do something to move myself out of that space. And that takes energy. It's not necessarily my first thought is not, I'm going to go turn on some music and blast some music and dance. Like, it takes energy to do that. But I know that if I find the energy to do that, I'm going to feel better on the other side. And so oftentimes just making a list that you can just quickly open up on your notes section on your phone or, you know, in a journal can be really supportive to what can I do right now to feel better. And so a few of those things for me. Honestly, one of them is just go guzzle a whole gallon of water. Like oftentimes that can just shift my system, especially in the afternoons. But in terms of really seeking out joy, you guys know what a fan I am of dancing. It's like turn on some music, dance, 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 get dancing with my kids, go outside and throw the ball with Harrison, throw the baseball, you know, kick a soccer ball, get barefoot in the grass. Going to the beach, we've been doing that every weekend, sometimes even during the week. If I'm feeling wonky, I'm like, all right, kids, sometimes I'll ask my nanny to come, sometimes I won't. Let's just like go to the beach for, you know, 1 hour, and it just really shifts the energy. Now, I know that not everyone can do this. I know that, you know, I know that some of you are working all throughout your days, okay? So I want to also make this really simplified. I had a friend call me the other day and she said, Heidi, this isn't necessarily choosing joy, but it did bring her some joy. She's like, I was in the middle of this intense work experience and she was working in someone's home. And she's like, I went outside and I went in my car and I just screamed. And she's like, I started laughing. I started giggling after this crazy scream and it just felt so good. Right? So it's like, there's things that you can do if you're back working in your office, or if you're working with a group of people or whatever it is, if you're not at home right now, you can go and you can take 5 minutes, you can, or even 30 seconds and walk outside, put your face up to the sky and just feel the sun, feel the wind, feel the cool air, just connect with nature for a minute. And that will bring you some sense of joy. That will bring you some connection back to your body, back to nature, back into alignment, right? And it really is through getting back into alignment with ourselves that we're able to tap into the creative and tap into more inspiration. So, other things regarding joy, like, you know what brings you joy. I have another woman in my Align Higher group. She's like, she's a surfer. And she's like, I've just been so cooped up with all of my kids. And I just decided I'm going to do this for myself. I'm going to get proactive about making this a priority. And you know, she's surfed, I think, 4 days in the last week. And she's like, I'm feeling so much joy. And someone else was like, I just turned on some music and I started dancing around in the kitchen with my kids. So, you know, this is basic stuff, but it really does shift the energy and it really does bring you about more into an inspired energy field. Okay, more things. Beauty. This is something that I haven't been talking about that much because I personally haven't been leaning into it that often. And so I am going to offer a couple things to really surround yourself in beauty. This doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It's really about adorning yourself and your home and making this a beautiful environment. So it can be as simple as doing a closet cleanse or clearing space. My dear friend Lily Pettit of Clutter Healing is doing showing a lot of things on her Instagram about how you can do that in your home. Also, buying yourself some flowers. So go find someone that's delivering flowers. Go to, you know, get yourself to Whole Foods, make a beautiful bouquet. Like, bring some color and some life into your home. Maybe buy a new tree or a new plant. So it's like really life, bringing life into your home can really create a lot of beauty. You guys may or may not know, like, I put on a little bit of makeup every single day. I know a lot of people aren't into that. For me, it makes me feel beautiful. I've got my little routine. It takes me 3 to 5 minutes, little coverage, some bronzer. I do an eyebrow, like, arching or eyebrow, whatever, just like thicken them and like darken them a little bit. I haven't been getting my eyebrows done at all in the last 4 months. I put on some mascara, some lip gloss, literally 5 things. And for me, it just helps me feel beautiful. It helps me feel better. And I notice that it raises my vibration. I'm getting into real clothes. You guys see me here and there on my stories, get dressed up, or just literally, like, I put on shoes today to walk out to my office and, like, I actually put on some cute boots to record this podcast and some jeans and a t-shirt. And it's like, I just feel like a real human. And that feels really good. Other than just like lounging in my sweats every single day. So beauty, lighting a candle, putting crystals around, pouring yourself a really beautiful bath, lighting a candle, dimming the lights. So, you know, I know you guys hear me talk about these things all the time, but there's one thing about talking about them, and it's another thing to actually go and do it. Okay, and the last tip is to narrow down your vision right now. So what I mean by this is, when the world feels out of control, And there is so much uncertainty. And at least, you know, for me, it's like there's uncertainty in the short term. Are kids going back to school? What is that going to look like? You know, what is it going to look and feel like to have things start opening up? Or is COVID going to tick up? Is it going to tick down? Like what is going to happen? Right. And then also for the long term, I know for me personally, I definitely been having thoughts around, you know, what is this world that my kids are going to grow up in? And then on a slightly smaller scale, like, are we going to be staying in LA? And there's just so much up. And that swirl and those really big questions, there's that so much uncertainty, can take a lot of energy to kind of combat and manage. And so one of the things that I have been doing is really narrowing down and almost like putting blinders on and just focusing on the thing that I can control. And so what I can control on a daily basis is, you know, how I'm showing up for myself, how I'm going to show up for my kids, what action steps I can take in terms of the things that I can do to make the changes in the world that I want to see. And then really focus on what is my offering? What are my gifts? And I personally have the ability to inspire and empower other women, both around getting into action, building your businesses, making more money, right? Like taking care of yourselves. Like that's my gift. And so it's like, I know that, and you all have your own gifts, whether or not you're in business or not. You've got gifts with your families and your friends. And so just really narrowing down, okay, if that's the way that I can make an impact, what's my next move? Meaning, what is my next offering? What is my next group? What is my next course? How can I continue touching more women, making an impact on more women? You know, if you have a product, how can you get your inspiring product that's, you know, into more hands? So, you know, now is the time to, it's not about doing more, more, more. Nope, go back to that second one. It's like adopt like the less is more. At the same time, narrowing and niching down your vision and getting really like clear on, this is my one thing that I can control right now. This is my one thing that I desire to create. This is my one thing that I want to do. And that's like, that's what I'm going to focus on. So then it moves into the, you know, the other step that I'm going to make baby steps on that one thing every week, a little bit every week, or a little bit every, you know, day, whatever your schedule and your patterning and your availability is. I know for me, that has really, really supported me in taking kind of the swirl and the really big kind of questions that are up right now, and just narrowing and focusing them down and going, okay, I'm just going to do the thing that is in front of me. I hope that this has been helpful, my loves. I hope that you have, you know, heard something in here that has inspired you to take action on something that you want to create in the world, on something that you want to, you know, do more for yourself. And my suggestion is that actually go do it. Make a commitment right now to choose one. Or maybe you're going to choose three. Maybe you've taken some notes to this podcast and you've jotted down some ideas. And if you've done that, or if you're just deciding right now, what's that one thing? Take a screenshot of this podcast right now and make a declaration on your, you know, your feed or your Insta story, or just send me a DM. Send me a DM and say, here's my one thing that I'm going to do. And I'm going to hold myself accountable for taking care of myself, for choosing one thing, for not looking at the news, for taking notifications off of my phone, for getting to bed before 10:30. These are the basics. These are really tangible things that you can do to bring yourself back into alignment, to stay inspired, and to kind of get those intuitive hits on how you want to move forward next, on things that you want to do, on projects you want to work in, and how you want to go and serve humanity, serve the world, serve your family. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Look forward to connecting with you and in one way or another. Talk soon.